Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of positivity and real talk. Welcome back to Kind Words for the Mind. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, but you feel totally alone? Or maybe you're stuck in a relationship that drains more than it fills your cup. Relationships are the lifeblood of our existence, but sometimes navigating them can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy relationships and setting those boundaries, babe. Let's be real, folks, we all crave connection. We want that feeling of belonging, of being understood, supported, and loved. But here's the thing, a truly fulfilling relationship takes work, intentionality, and let's face it, a little bit of tough love sometimes. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Well, it applies to relationships big time. If you're constantly giving without receiving or putting your own needs last, you're going to burn out. You deserve to have relationships that nourish your soul, not deplete it. So how do we build those healthy connections and set those boundaries? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that'll have you feeling empowered and ready to rock your relationships. First up, communication is king. No, seriously. Healthy relationships thrive on open, honest, and respectful communication. That means actively listening to the other person, expressing your thoughts and feelings clearly, and being willing to have those tough conversations. Think of it like this. Communication is the bridge that connects two hearts. Without it, there's a chasm. Second, know your worth. This one's huge. You are valuable, deserving of love and respect, and you don't have to settle for anything less. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about protecting your well-being and ensuring that your needs are met. Remember that scene in Mean Girls where Regina George says, "You can't sit with us." Okay, maybe not that extreme, but you get the idea. Third, choose wisely. Not every connection is meant to last forever. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and make you feel good about yourself. Remember, quality over quantity always wins. Imagine a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds alongside beautiful flowers, right? Just like that, choose your relationships carefully and cultivate the ones that bring joy and growth. Fourth, practice self-care. This one is non-negotiable. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally allows you to show up as your best self in relationships. Think of it as giving yourself permission to recharge so you can pour into others with a full heart. You wouldn't drive a car on empty, would you? Lastly, be patient and persistent. Building healthy relationships takes time, effort, and sometimes even a little bit of forgiveness. Don't be discouraged by setbacks. Learn from them, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Remember, every relationship is a journey with its own unique twists and turns. Let me tell you a quick story to illustrate this. I remember a time when I was in a friendship where my boundaries were constantly being crossed. This friend would show up unannounced, borrow money without paying it back, and often talk down about other people. While I cared about her, the constant drain on my energy and self-esteem became overwhelming. It took me a while to realize that I had the power to set boundaries. I started by saying no more often, even if it felt uncomfortable at first. I also communicated clearly about what behaviors were acceptable and unacceptable in our friendship. It wasn't easy, but eventually things improved. She learned to respect my limits, and we were able to rebuild a healthier relationship based on mutual trust and understanding. Remember, folks, building healthy relationships and setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to communicate your needs. But the rewards are worth it. Imagine. Strong, supportive connections that bring joy, laughter, and a sense of belonging into your life. That's what we're striving for here. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, remember these key takeaways, and start putting them into action today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Let's build a world of healthy, supportive relationships together, one kind word at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.